What's up, podcast peeps? Trying something a little different today. We may end up wrapping this into our weekly show with Drew, or we may make this a separate shorter show each week. Either way, I want this to come out on Thursdays. Yes, I know it's Friday morning, but my plan is to get this out to all of you on Thursdays so that you can plan your weekend. We'll see how it goes. Send me your feedback. What I want to do each week is to summarize a handful of the new beer rolling out in Connecticut over the weekend, maybe limited releases, new things that breweries are putting out, or even if they're bringing something back that has been very popular in the past. So if you're a brewery and you don't see your beer on this list, hit me up at themadhopper@gmail.com. That's with two D's, or on Instagram, themadhopper, and we'll get it up there. We're going to run through a handful of them on the podcast and post it to a summary of it on Instagram at themadhopper. I won't be able to go through all of them, but I'll do my best each week to hit up the top ones or rotate through them. So right now I'm tracking close to 36 breweries in Connecticut, and I know I don't have them all on my list. So if there's one that you want to hear about or you want to track on the podcast, again, let me know on email or Instagram. So here we go with our very first Connecticut Beer Sherpa show. This weekend brings our very first snowfall since the fall. That's right. If everyone remembers, we actually did have snow this year, and it was before Thanksgiving. So this is going to be a great weekend to crack open those winter porters and those other winter beers that you've been saving. In this episode of the Connecticut Beer Sherpa, we have several. So if you can get over today or tomorrow before the snow hits so you can stack up, that would be phenomenal. We have a great lineup of weekend conference championships games in the NFL. The appetizer on Sunday is going to be the Evil Empire against the young upstarts of Kansas City, followed by the main course of the slumping Rams against my Bayou boys led by Drew Brees. Just turned 40, so happy birthday, Drew. Okay, so this weekend, it's going to be a rapid fire. We're going to go through the brewery, the location, and what's up. I'll recap it on my Insta, so make sure to check that out at the Matt Hopper. So first up is Nebco up in Woodbridge is going to have their Ghost Pigeon Porter. That's a 5.8% American-style porter on draft and six-packs. It's perfect for the snowy, wintry mix weekend. Nebco will also have cans of Dose and 8.2 Citra Galaxy Dippa in four-packs for $12. Looking forward to tasting that one. Obviously, they're going to have cans of Coriolis, Supernut, and bottles of Premeditated Murder, which is their barley wine. So all of those things sound really really cool up in Nebco. Counterweight up in Hamden is going to have one of their most requested beers coming back after its first release. This is going to be really big. It's their Cities and Years IPA. So starting today, this IPA is going to be available. It focuses on Sabro hops that has a Starburst coconut tropical fruit qualities. They will also have So, that sounds like a delicious pale ale. So I am actually going to try to get up there myself and pick some up. A little closer to my home, Reading Beer. It's not necessarily a new release. They actually have released this one back in December, but I thought it was cool, so I'll mention it here. They have a Belgian triple, so it's deep fruit and spice flavors. That's sure to warm you up over this cold weekend. They have a great tap room, great place to hang out down in Georgetown, so if you haven't been there, definitely check it out. They have some nice barbecue from next door, Wire Mill. You can bring your food in and sit and eat and enjoy while trying out some new beer. I'll close it out with Nod Hill in Ridgefield. They are going to have fresh cans of Supermanis, their Citra and Galaxy Double IPA. If you've not had this beer yet, go this weekend, pick up a four-pack, leave me some feedback about what you think. I think it's phenomenal. They'll also have fresh cans of Another Tune, their single IPA. And so, again, go ahead, check out Nod Hill. Let me know what you think. So I'm going to wrap it up with that. I'm going to keep this really short, but want to just kind of throw out there some of the beer that we'll be rolling out this weekend at these breweries for you to check out. So I'll recap on my Instagram account. Have a great weekend. Happy hunting these beers, and hoot at. Go Saints.